Look, I don't knock nobody hustle, man. But if y'all out here, goddamn it, selling waters, candy, any of that shit like that, and it's three of y'all, two of y'all, four of y'all, however many, and I give y'all 100, and another one of y'all walk up and want another 100, I'm gonna take my fucking money back. Y'all better split that shit. I break bread with my niggas. Y'all all out there together hustling. Y'all gonna make more money if y'all just all get the bread and bust it down at the end of the day. I don't know what y'all be doing, but I don't know why the fuck y'all wanna tell me how to spend my money or split my money. I respect everybody hustle. And especially if you out there 20, 22.
I ain't trying to get it confused or nothing. I don't knock nothing nobody doing, man. But if you see me and it look like I got lick across my forehead, I'm going to say fuck you and not give you shit. That's what I'm going to start doing. Then it's going to be all, no, Herb ain't no real nigga.
This your boy Thekka Jones, and you tuning in to the Frocast on NetBeAfro.com.
Yo, what's up, world? This Pug Zadders, a.k.a. Euro P, a.k.a. Mr. Iridium, live from Chicago. And you know you got to roll with NetBeAfro.com. Everything you need, hip-hop, soul, dope music, dope blogs, dope requests, dope stuff. That's all I gotta say. I'm out of here.
Man, we can sit here and make anything in the world go viral at any moment as we want to, as the black culture. We can make the hottest dance. We can make the coldest clothes just by saying that we fuck with it. You think this shit won't work if we telling them what we not fucking with? Mm. We playing, bro. Niggas still wearing Gucci around this motherfucker. Like, we don't have no principles. And, man, we ain't never made no one decision that we all stood on.
But dude, isn't that the same initiative that,
look
like...
About, hold up. We'll think about this. Right, we can sit here and talk all the positive change in the world that we want to and the whole community be ready. Mm-hmm. The media gonna find the two niggas that disagree with this shit to discredit everything that we just said. Mm. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck gotta happen before we as a community stand up and say, this shit is wrong. These motherfuckers snatching grandmas out the car, shooting kids up. Who they got to shoot for us to be like, that shit is fucking wrong? How much more of this shit you got to see?
Yo, 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 what up? All the way live from the 919. It's Fonte. Fonticolo. Giving a shout out to my people at NetBeAfro.com.
Yo, this is Papa Dash Soul, and you are now listening to my favorite show, The Frocast. Keep up the excellent work. Take it away.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. Quiet sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You're now tuned into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Roddy Piety Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I like to have right now is for all you sexually harassing podcasters, you're crying over your percentage podcasters, your show, your network is in disarray podcasters, keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-hosts, the elegant, the daunting, the problematic, the always be shopping, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the Queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking greed, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germs in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to rate, subscribe, like the Frocast on any podcast readers out there. We on them all. No excuses. We also have a voicemail that you can call in at 347-201-2572. Call the voicemail. Leave one. We'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon you can join for as little as a dollar and get shouted out on the show, like our latest Patreon, Mr. Nicholas G. So shout out to Mr. Nicholas G. And you could be just like Mr. Nicholas G and get shouted out on the Frocast by becoming a patron. And if option A, B, or C doesn't tickle your fancy, there's also option D. And what's option D? That's it. Retweet it, reblog it, add it to your story on IG, tag us in it so you can get props like Shorty, Ruler Myself, Sleazy the Black Farmer, 12 Cal, Eclectic, Corey Dos Equis, Big Smash. Everybody showing love, man. We do appreciate that, man, because sharing is caring. And they said something about the new Instagram algorithm. Likes really don't mean nothing. Likes is like the bottom. Comments is second. So that little save button and sharing it, like add it to your story, that's the best thing to get the trick Instagram's algorithm. So that's why we ask y'all to do that, man. You know,
and it costs you nothing.
Costs you nothing. But now that the pandering's all out the way, Queen Germ, how was your week?
My week was pretty good. Like I talked to y'all last time, I expressed that I started a new little hustle, thinking about trying to get a couple of extra dollars for these kids and all these football fees and flag color guard fees and all this other shenanigans this summer. So me and a few friends and family members have decided that we were going to try to do this DoorDash thing. And I am having fun. It's like really, it's really fun. But there's some rules to this thing, I must say. You know, I'm sure with all of the millions and millions of listeners that we have.
Oh, I missed my thing.
Yeah, you did.
But you said it too fast.
I paused and you looked like you weren't paying attention. So I went on, but I won't do like you do in those types of moments. But moving right along, I know y'all get DoorDash from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
There are some things that are just DoorDash etiquette. Number one, if your ass lives in an apartment, yeah, the address and apartment number is fine, but it would be nice if you just go ahead and tell us what's the name of the apartment. Because typically, if you live on a street, it's probably got rows of different apartment complexes mm-hmm. that are very close to each other. So it becomes a little problematic. If you know that you like extra syrup on your pancakes, don't request that them people put 8 syrups in your damn thing and you ain't got but one order of pancakes and a biscuit. That sounds like you need to buy some syrup.
Sounds like if I ask for extra syrup and I'm paying, I want extra syrup.
You didn't pay for 18 packs of syrup.
Well, if they can give me 18 packs of that, that's what I want.
That's not what you're going to have in that bag.
And it better be in that bag.
I promise you that.
Oh, I'm calling back. We have a problem.
Who cares? And if you think that this service is for you to just get with the minimal thing, $3 ain't enough money for me to bring you anything. I don't give a damn if you across the street. So therefore, if you plan on getting this service, it's a luxury. You need to be tipping. It's no reason for you to think that this is a base pay type of gig.
That's not my problem. That's not my problem.
It don't have to be.
And I got you on a couple episodes saying we talked about the people that won a day.
That's waitresses.
No. We're talking about the Uber drivers and the people that Uber eat. Yeah, yeah, we did. Because we were talking about the people that drove 90 miles and they was like 90 minutes and they was like, you only gave me a $5 tip. This ain't enough. And you was like, oh, they better toughen up. And so now your tune has changed. Now you're on the other side of that.
Because you know what? If you can see both sides of it, people can change.
Yeah.
So if I'm telling you how my week is, let me finish saying what I got to say before you try to say something conflicting. My point is, as somebody who you also get to look at that app now that I know what it all looks like, and you can see how far your ass going. So if something said $90, your ass should have declined it or not accepted it. Mm-hmm. Ain't no reason for you to accept something for 90 miles or 90 minutes for $5 because I ain't accepting that shit. Now, when you new to it and you clicking on stuff, you done committed to it, so you got to ride out. But it tells you how many miles you're going. Mm. So if that shit don't seem like it's 0.6 miles for them $3, you can't bring me nothing for $3. I can't bring you nothing for $3. So when I know that you ain't giving up nothing, I can't provide you with that service. And the facts are the facts.
That's your option.
Because it is your option. But your food gonna sit there and get cold you that stupid that you think that $3 is gonna get you a meal brought to your house or your job. Just for the record. So it's certain things, because your order will get picked up quick if you had a tip on there. If your order don't have nothing, people do have the right to choose to pick it up or not pick it up. So if you waiting for an hour for some shit that you done ordered, and you ain't put no tip on there simply because you paying $5 a DoorDash and only three of them dollars coming to me, you need to get on in your car and pick up your own shit. Just a little word to the wise.
Anyway, we don't want to hear that shit. Tell them niggas out there. Nobody want to hear that shit. Bring me my motherfucking food.
They ain't gonna
get these three fucking dollars.
Exactly. And that's when your shit have extra condiments in it. Yeah. When somebody done kicked your shit around and spit in your damn cup.
Why would you do that? That's disgusting.
I'm just saying.
All right. Be careful who you order DoorDash.
I'm just saying,
people.
You want to be an asshole. You hear what kind of that's how you get them type of services.
You hear what kind of drivers they have out there that are spitting your food just because you want extra condiments and stuff. I mean, hey,
I ain't saying for extra.
You count
condiments.
My pockets. I got enough money to cover my order.
And
how
that's why
that?
You need to get your ass in your car and pick your shit up. That's what the fuck you need to do, because this is a luxury service. Ain't when you go to the damn restaurant and you don't tip the waiter or waitress because you feel some type of way about that. I done got in my motherfucking car, put myself at risk to bring you your shit. So therefore,
and you were paid for it. And you were paid for it.
And was not paid well.
You, hey,
was
it doesn't not matter.
So therefore,
there's a sliding scale for you. You don't
you
know whether you're going
to
get $3 or $20. You just got to roll the dice.
I know. When I click on it and say accept, I know what you got out there.
Okay.
So now that you know, then you will see that your orders ain't getting picked up for $3.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and get to this outline, since we found out about Queen Germs Week and nobody cares about mine. So,
I mean, you don't care about yours, apparently, if you ain't said nothing.
I mean, I asked you about yours. You never ask about mine.
And
so,
if I do,
therefore, you don't care.
You still don't have nothing to say. Saying it for the people. I know how your week was. I was with you all damn week.
Oh, okay. But still.
You wasn't doing shit but celebrating your birthday.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
How was your week?
Yeah, I didn't go to. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you didn't do shit.
I spent it in pain most of the time.
And high.
Yeah, because I was just dealing with the pain. So I was trying to numb the pain. I was in bad pain last week.
That's what happened when you get old and you get in a car accident.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, but I'm here recording the show. I'm here to pod. Y'all know how it goes. So let's go ahead and jump into this outline. First topic on the docket. So, Queen Germ, would you like $1 million?
I would always like $1 million.
Okay, so would you take the vaccine to be entered into a raffle for $1 million?
No.
One of five people will win $1 million in an Ohio raffle if you get the vaccine. And I know y'all
don't have enough people. They don't have enough money. If you say one out of five.
Five people will get $1 million apiece for getting the vaccine. They are trying to encourage people to get the vaccine in Ohio. And so,
and have you ever heard of the saying, you get what you pay for?
Yes.
So if you're getting paid, it's a damn setup.
What you mean a setup? It's like this. Bro. So, this is what they're saying. With 42% of Ohioans who have received at least one dose of the vaccination and the number of first shots given have declined nearly 80% since a peak of 485,000 doses were given during the first week of April, Ohio is facing a serious question: how to get more people vaccinated. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine outlined a plan Tuesday night as he offered five $1 million prizes to adults who have been vaccinated and five full-ride scholarships to state schools to teens who get vaccinated. He said, you know, and everybody wasn't a fan of this idea, of course. You know, the governor said, you know, people called him crazy. This $1 million drawing idea of yours is a waste of money. And he said, but truly, the real waste at this point in the pandemic, when the vaccine is readily available to anyone who wants it, is a life lost to COVID. You know what I'm saying? And so to be eligible for this lottery, you have to be an Ohio resident, vaccinated, and 18 and older. The lottery drawings will be held for five consecutive Wednesdays starting May 26th to pick the $1 million winners. The drawing will be held 7/29 during Ohio Lottery broadcast. And And the winners are coming from the Ohio State of the Secretary of State voter registration database. And the names, they asked them, would it be public? They said, unlikely. And for the scholarships, you got to be 12 to 17 year olds can sign up for the scholarship drawing via electronic portal that will open May 18th. That's today at the time of this recording. And, the drawings will be held same time, May 26th each week. You know, it's going to cover room, board, everything. Ohio Lottery is doing the drawing for that. So, Queen Jern, would you do it?
No. That, I mean...
Not even for the full ride of college, just to...
I mean, it doesn't make sense. Like, my thing is this. It's a chance.
Okay.
If there's no guarantee, you done lost me.
Okay.
Because I'm doing something for... A purpose. I'm not going to give... I mean, you can't unvaccinate me.
Okay.
So, therefore, I'm going to get the vaccine and not be a winner. Because trust and believe, the thing is, okay, if we're doing this here every week for 5 weeks...
I mean, but...
Every week...
You got to be fully vaccinated.
But that's my point. However you got to do this, you still got how many of hundreds of thousands 400 of people...
400-some thousand.
...who are going to come out to get entered into the drawing. If it was, I mean, even if it was 1 in 5 chances that I was going to win, I still probably wouldn't do it because my it's always the chance that I could lose. And so with something that I'm just that much not for, I'm not going to say against, but I'm just not for it. Mm-hmm. For me to compromise my standard, it had to be for a guarantee. Because in my mind, if something happened to me, now my family got $1 million. But if I'm going to say... If something happened to me, I was entered into a drawing for $1 million. That don't work for me. Because if I don't get it, we have nothing to show for whatever is the outcome.
Got a question for you. So, if your job made it mandatory that you had to get it, then what?
I wouldn't work there anymore.
You would quit your job for getting a shot? Like, I got a friend right now, his job telling him, like, yo, you got to get this. You got to get the vaccine.
They can't tell you.
And then they told him what kind he needs to get to.
That is illegal.
It's not illegal.
It is.
You work for me. I can make it anything I want to.
Well.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
my thing is you can't make somebody get a vaccine. You just cannot.
Why not?
Because y'all act like money is everything. I know one thing. If my job tells me that, you better go to HR and figure out what is the policy as to how you can get all your sick time and vacation time and all of that until you find you another job, if that's what you got to do. But ain't nobody going to sit here and tell me I got to get a damn vaccine when y'all can't control what nobody else does. And then my thing is, if I told you that I had the shit, you damn sure can't ask me for my immunization paperwork.
I can't.
You cannot.
Why not?
You cannot. That is against... The what is it?
Hip-hop, so purple, so I could just tell the people I took it and they got to take my word for it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, my thing is this. In private entities, they may have a little more flexibility.
Okay.
But most places that are governed by,
work for Coca-Cola, Delta.
Okay. But those people, if they ask you for that, they still owe you your sick time, your leave. They got to give you some kind of severance pay. They got to give you so many months. They can't just write it into a policy.
It's in an email. Say, hey, man, you got to get vaccinated.
Y'all got to get vaccinated. You don't even know. It's people who can't get vaccinated because they are allergic to some ingredients that's in the damn vaccine. So you going to kill me. That's what the fuck you telling me. You okay with the fact that you will give
me
something
that can
kill me.
So I can say I'm allergic to some of the stuff.
Exactly. Just because you scared of what the bullshit they forcing y'all to believe on TV. My thing is, it ain't even so much of me thinking it's going to kill us now. It's just the fact that you don't even know how safe you really are. This thing could be a whole hoax. They could be giving you sugar water in your goddamn arm, and now y'all think y'all good. You done took the mask off, and all your ass died this time next year. Now, what you going to say then? Because I'm going to keep wearing my mask, and you going to feel that because you fully vaccinated, you ain't going to wear no mask, and now you out here freestyling, partying, and doing whatever else, and then you could get sick again. You don't know what you got. You could have a placebo. I can end up getting the real drug, and we both out here frolicking and figure out who got what in a minute. So you don't know what the hell them people are giving y'all. So my thing is, wear your goddamn mask and stop playing around, because you already know my people was coming at me. They had a whole public service announcement. Y'all want to try to recruit me? Or just go ahead and get your vaccine by tomorrow. Who the fuck is you?
I'm just saying, man. So if you lived in New York and you was vaccinated, so you wouldn't get free Shake Shack? For you vaccinated, they giving you free food.
Like I said.
Come on now. You can't beat that. Shake Shack, people, free.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
It's a burger place.
I feel like if somebody got that much to give you for you getting the vaccine, y'all motherfuckers ain't been concerned about me doing shit else. Y'all ain't making sure y'all, I mean, like, my thing is this, y'all the same people who want us to get vaccinated, who say you could take off the mask. Which one is it? Is it the vaccine working? Is it the mask was working? Because before you had a goddamn vaccine, you was telling us to wear the mask. Mm-hmm. So which one was it? Hey, man, was it that the mask wasn't working?
Well, they said it's in a steady decline in numbers because they most of the vaccinations and everything, you can bring the mask off now.
Okay. And then the next thing you know, the numbers will rise again.
No, we got the vaccine now. So now we testing. We in that level of to see, like, okay, can we ease off on the mask because we got the vaccine? If we see if it go bad, then we know, like, okay, throw the mask back on. Let's get this booster shot in here. We got some more info. We got more data. You know what I'm saying? We're getting data now. That's what we're doing now. So this is experiment. This is the next stage of the experiment to see, okay, we got 40, you know, we got the numbers of percentages up with the vax. Mm-hmm. So let's see how, if we get back to normal, let's see what happens. You know what I'm saying?
And then when the people start to
if nothing happens and everybody, we go back to normal and the numbers stay, keep going lower, then we'll be like, okay, we out of this. Mm-hmm. But if the numbers get back high again, hey.
All it is, the numbers going to get back high and y'all going to blame the people who didn't get the vaccine. That's what they're going to do.
Of course.
Because they'll say, oh, because y'all didn't get vaccinated. Then now y'all spreading around.
And y'all create something new.
That's no, we ain't created shit.
Yeah, that's what they're going
to
say.
They created it to begin with.
I mean, so, you know, oh, don't say that now. Don't say that now.
If that's the case, hell, you worry about who creating something. They the one created it.
Yeah, that's what's up. Well, look, we ain't going to vax y'all to death, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how we feel about it around here.
I don't know how you feel about it because, shit, you stay lying.
What you talking
about?
Every
time you turn around, you 1 minute you done snuck and got the vaccine. The next minute you don't want the vaccine. The next minute you saying something different. The next minute you saying, child, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know what you got. But I know what I don't have. I'm not bad off like some of these people, man. People are the fucking worst, man. All right, so, you know, during the pandemic, people was at home, and you know what I'm saying? They were working from home, and, you know, a lot of people were lonely because they couldn't go out. So, you know, they went and adopted a pet. And, you know, they fell in love with this pet and everything. But now it's time to go back to work, and what are they doing? They're taking the pets, dropping them off to the rescue shelters and all that stuff. So it's kind of sad because, you know, I'm a pet owner myself. People adopted these pets, now they're taking them back, you know, gave the pet a loving home, and now you're just going to throw them back in jail again. Like, come on, man, people. So I'm going to read a little article, man. At the height of the pandemic, animal shelters reported record high number of adoptions. Home dwellers sought out new four-legged friends to keep them company in the lockdown. But with reopenings afoot, the same shelters are braced for an influx of pets due to a countrywide epidemic of buyer's remorse. A lot of people do that. They see dogs, they're real cute. They get a dog, you know what I'm saying? Then next thing you know, they was like, oh, I didn't know I had to take him out outside all the time, and then he's tearing my stuff up, and this is that. Nah, I want to take him back. You had the dog a week. Like, what
did you expect? The dog ain't going to get
a fucking dog. You know what I'm saying? In a week. And so, you know, just talk about the selfishness of people, man. You know, this whole article, you can check it out yourself. But I want to know, Queen Germ, if you adopted a pet during the pandemic, would you take it back?
No.
I just don't see.
My thing is, if you really care for pets, you know, any kind of animal, period, you wouldn't have taken it back. Like, the pandemic ain't been that damn long. So, if you had the thing for a couple of months, like, when did you get lonely? Did you get lonely at the very beginning when they told you your ass was going to be on lockdown? Yeah. Like, so even if you had it for a year, how the hell you figure, oh, okay, I done got used. I mean, like, I just don't understand. Like, I feel like not only is it that they got tired of the animal, or now you back to your normal life, you don't want to, you know what I'm saying, be on a schedule to have to deal with a dog or cat, whatever it is, that you feeling this way. But then also is the fact that you were not committed to this thing at all.
Yeah, you shouldn't have
like
got
you
it.
You used it for your entertainment.
Selfish reasons, yeah.
And now you just say, okay, now I'm over that. Let's get Scruffy on back up out of here.
Yeah.
Maybe he could bring some joy to somebody else's house. Going and put him back out there. But I just feel like it's silly because people ain't shit in so many ways.
Exactly.
But To me, that's just something that I just wouldn't be willing to do. Like, I've never given away an animal, even growing up. Like, we used to were the house that people dropped their animals off to. So I just feel like once I've come to, you know, love the animal and we have, you know, incorporated them into our family unit, I feel like it's a part of my family. So I'm not going to just say, okay, you're here for this period of time and then I can't deal with you no more, so you got to go. We've adapted and changed our lifestyle to incorporating our animal into it. And I just feel like you just, if you did it for the right reason, if you did it for real and you cared and had some connection with the animal, you wouldn't be able to just, you know, discard them. Not really say discard them, but take them back to the pound. Because what you're doing now is, if it's not a no-kill shelter, the dog is, or whatever it is.
Most shelters are no-kill now. I think PETA done shut all that shit down. They ain't letting you kill them.
You don't think so?
Yeah, I think PETA shut all the kill shelters down. Like, I don't think they do that no more.
Well, I still don't think you're getting the best care when you overcrowded.
Yeah, you're not, because it's bad. But
because you ain't getting but the bare minimum of food. You're getting the whatever. They can take you out for however long. You're still going to be living in a cage. That's not living. You know what I'm saying? So not saying that you want them to be dead, but hell, that's damn near like being dead.
Yeah, man. I just...
So it ain't a good look, but, you know...
I hate irresponsible dog owners. I really do. People that, you know, don't take care of the dog. Because, you know, in my younger days, like my early 20s, I had a dog, but I realized I wasn't taking care of it. So I got, you know, I sold it to somebody, you know, that was going to give it a good home. Because I was just like, man, I'll be gone.
What kind of dog you had? I had a pit bull.
It was like... It was just, I bought a dog and I had it for maybe a month or two. And then I realized, like, I ain't taking care of this dog. Like, my grandma and granddaddy came to me, like, you need to go check on that dog. And I'd be like, oh, because I'd be gone. I come, you know, I don't take it out. I just had it in the little kennel and that kennel was a mess. She's shitting and pissing all over the place. And I clean it out and I was very irresponsible. I wasn't ready for a dog. You know what I'm saying? And apparently. So, yeah. And so I got her to a home, you know what I'm saying, where she was able to frolic and eat, because I seen the person.
What was this dog name?
I named her Honey, because she was a gold dog, and her name was Honey. She was the, you know, she was a cute dog, but I ain't never see her get big, because I was irresponsible.
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah, it was sad, so, you know, but yeah, so I know better now, I do better now, and people. If you're not ready for a dog, don't get a fucking dog. Like, because it's people doing all kind of things, dog. Just let them run loose after you don't want them no more. You're neglecting them, not feeding them, hitting them, beating them. Stop being like that, people. It's not. These are fucking animals, man. All right? Like, if you hurt an animal, you're a piece of shit. Like, straight up. I'm going to go ahead and say that. You know what I mean? Because, yeah, like, nobody, animals don't choose you. You choose them.
I mean, and they can't really fight back.
Exactly.
As well as you can.
Like, exactly.
You can get a weapon and all kind of other stuff.
They and that's just, why I'm not. That's why I haven't breeded my dog, because I don't want to deal with her puppies going to somebody that's irresponsible. And so I'd rather just have my one dog and just, it is what it is. You know what I mean? And just leave it like that. Everybody, when you ain't gonna breed her, you ain't gonna breed her. No, nigga, ain't no fucking backyard breeder like that. Shit ain't, nah, man. Because, nah. I got one dog and that's it. Period.
I guess.
Yeah. Let's move on to the next subject. Queen Germ, do you like apples?
They all right.
All right. Apples are one of the best fruits out there.
I mean, will you eat them then?
I do eat apples. I love apples.
Okay. Well.
Okay. So I was on Twitter the other day, and they had a list of all the apples, and people was talking about, you know, what's the favorite apple, you know, this and that. And I want to know, Queen Germ, what is your favorite apple? Now, before I can ask you what your favorite apple is, well, I already did. I'm going to talk about these different. We're going to go one by one. Hey, real quick, people. It's only like 12 apples, so.
That's a lot.
That's not a lot. All right, so if you had to choose apple, Granny Smith, that's the green apple. Very tart, you know what I'm saying? Good in desserts and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I fucks with the Granny Smith. That's a good apple. How you feel about the Granny Smith?
Not that big on it.
Not that big on it? Okay.
Not at all.
So you don't like apple pie or nothing like that?
It's all right.
So that's what the Granny Smith apple for.
Okay, but
most,
I mean, if it's cooked, that's
so
not
if you get
talking about just eating it raw. No,
okay, so if you get a candy apple from the...
it's red.
You get the red one. Ugh. Honeycrisp apple, how you feel about it? You never had one?
Really, yeah.
Honeycrisp is delicious.
It's all right.
They make good apple juice out of Honeycrisp, too. I remember Walmart had different types of apple juices one year, and mm-hmm. That's when I was just like, I was like, wow, didn't know. Mm. Pink Lady, you ever heard of that apple?
I've heard of it, but I don't think I've had it.
Me neither. I've never heard of a Pink Lady, but I like to try a Gala apple. That's a good apple.
Yeah, I've had a lot of those.
That's a good apple right there. Fuji, you ever heard of that one?
I don't know them.
Nah, I've heard of it, never had one. Golden Delicious.
No.
Name says it all.
It does.
Yes. Yes. Macintosh.
Yeah, I've seen those, but I haven't had that, I don't think. If I did, it probably was at the cafeteria.
Oh, and the nastiest apple of them all, the Red Delicious.
And that's the one I like.
That is the nastiest. Oh, God. The skin of it is disgusting. That is the disgusting apple. You can keep that shit. I don't want no Red Delicious. You would not get me to eat that shit. And you said that's your favorite?
Yeah, that's the one I got. Mm. I have it written down and everything to prove it. Lying underneath it and everything.
Ginger Gold. You ever heard of that?
I probably have, but I mean, it looked like that's something that I've seen before. That's the only one that's in that gold color. Mm. So,
what about an Envy apple?
I don't know them either.
A Jonah Gold?
Don't know them either.
A Cortland apple?
I don't think I've had
it. Never heard of those. Those must be some old. You must a live regional in. Circumstances. Yeah, you got to be in a certain state to get those, man. But like I said, my personal favorite on the list is between the Golden Delicious and that Gala. You know what I'm saying? And Queen Jern likes the nasty ass Red Delicious.
And you said you like the Granny Smith. You were trying to sell me on that one.
The Granny Smith is a good apple. It's very versatile.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
You use it in everything. So let us know what your favorite apple is, man. Gotta eat your fruits, people. Gotta eat your fruits. Well, main topic this week, Queen Jern. Friends and business.
What about it?
Do you do business with your friends?
Sometimes.
And if you did do business with your friends, how are you going to do it?
Everything got to be on the up and up, because you already know niggas be getting funny when it come down with
paperwork.
Somebody. I mean, you got to have some kind of documentation.
Okay.
Because you got to know what they got to know what they owe you, or vice versa.
What they do.
And where they stand. Because okay. Otherwise, you're going to have a whole bunch of shit falling out the sky.
Okay. Reason why we bring this up, you know, over the past week, you know, everybody's talking about the Joe Budden podcast breakup and, you know, the situation in Rory Maul. They claim they were percentage profit partners or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Joe says that's not the case. And
so they were PPPs.
They asked to.
They got their PPPs.
Yeah, they asked to see the books, and, you know, Joe sent them some little Excel spreadsheet and. And it was wrong, and well, not Joe, but the accounting firm sent them that, and they said it was some kind of error, $400,000 error. So they asked to see the right stuff, and Joe declined, told them to audit him, and it just turned into this big old mess. You know, they're going back and forth, and it made everybody. A lot of people need to know that when you go in business with your friends, it has to be a, like you said, some kind of boundaries, because when you're friends and you're in business, the friendship is at stake. Because if the business go bad, the friendship can go bad if y'all don't have those clear-cut boundaries.
And that's true, but I honestly feel like if you really were friends, the business couldn't mess y'all up. I'm saying, like, if you're really friends, you know you a selfish motherfucker when you sit there and say that we done did this work together. Now I feel like I got a bigger name, or I'm better than y'all, and I can do it without y'all. But shit, you knew you couldn't do it without us the whole time we was in the trenches with you. And it don't matter how you look at what I brought to the table, whatever I brought to the table, you at some point found value in it. And the fact that you let me be there, you can now make it seem like I was riding the wave with you. But shit, you had me there for a reason. Whatever purpose I was serving it. Okay. Now, all of a sudden, you want to change gears and you want to go in a different direction and you want to kick the people to the curb. And I just feel like that's fucked up, because only way you get messed up in these situations is somebody trusted another person too much. Mm. And that's what makes me angry, because you did over somebody who you didn't have to do him like that. Because if you know that y'all was in business and you really had the right thing in mind, it wouldn't have hurt you to put nothing in writing. It wouldn't have hurt you to show them whatever they was asking for. The only time people withhold evidence or withhold information is because a motherfucker lying.
Mm, got a facts there now. Like, if y'all was really cool, open the books. Let me see something. Because, you know, I mean, like I said, me, Be Easy, we've been in business since 07. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, there have been times where Nappy Afro and our friendship kind of blurred, but we came together as men. Like, we seen it coming, like, yo, bro, like, we got to let the business be the business, let our friendship be our friendship, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes, it will bother, it caused some strain in our friendship, you know, back then before we were able to, you know what I'm saying, know, like, hey, dog, like, you know, a lot of our friendship is tied into the business, so we got to tie it back some so where it's 50-50, you know what I'm saying, where it's like, yeah, it's business here, friendship there. Like, we ain't got to always talk about business when we talk about our friendship. But, you know, now we got, you know, we grown up now. We know how to do it now. And it's not like, you know, we got millions of dollars between us where, you know, it will cause some strife. Because, I mean, think about it. Like, millions of dollars might cause some strife. Like, where when you ain't got no money coming in, oh, it's easy to be like, yo, we boys. But then once the money start coming in, I'm looking like, these people coming to the show for me. You know what I'm saying? I need a bigger cut of the pie. This nigga ain't over here doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, like, for instance, I'd be like, you know, they'd be like, oh, well, we want to offer y'all some money. Okay, well, you know, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and all she do is just show up. So you need to get this cut. You know, how you going to feel about it? You'll feel some type of way. You'll be like,
well, you know, I'm not going to be. I mean, only because...
No, I'm not saying you. I'm just saying you.
A person,
yeah,
would feel some type of, yeah, way. But when our thing is, we are two people, but our entity is one.
Yes.
So therefore, for me, if somebody wanted to write me out, I wouldn't even feel that bad, because I'd be like, yeah, you and Be Easy, y'all can go run it, because I'm going to still get my cut because we together. Now, if you decide you want to leave me, then that might be a little different. But if it was, I'm just saying, you know, people... But people change with money. It's exactly easy. It's easy to be, like you just said, with a motherfucker when ain't shit to be.
Yeah, like, it's
it
easy.
Ain't nothing to fight over.
Yeah, like, when we ain't had no money, oh, you ain't say nothing about doing A, B, and C. Exactly. When we want no money involved, but now money involved, you want to, oh, I do A, B, and C, so I should get this. So that's why. So, I mean,
I'm the producer, I'm the writer, I'm the this, I'm the that. Exactly. You only do this. So then now it's a whole bunch of strife because it's something to be had.
Exactly.
If it ain't nothing to get, everybody in it for the love.
Exactly.
But the love changing to a whole lot of other things when the dollar starts flowing.
Exactly. And that's what's happening, you know what I'm saying, with those guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, we probably never, they're never gonna come back to pod because we're never gonna. After what it transpired between the two camps, there's no way you can sit there and we joke about bullshit again. Like, nah. After you publicly talk bad about me, shit on me and all that, like, there's never going to be a time where we can sit here and laugh on, you know, we might be friends off the camera and, you know what I'm saying, but doing a show, nah, never again. You know, because things were said, men have egos, and it's like it's raining, it's pouring now, because now he's got sexual harassment allegations. Ooh. Against him. Joe Budden, one of his, he has another podcast on his network. One of the ladies from that podcast, she accused him of sexual harassment. Well, it's not really accused when they got fucking footage of it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, who got footage of it?
It was on the show. Like, one day Joe came to their show. He, first he said he wanted to fuck her, but they edited that part out. You know what I'm saying? So that's already, like, your boss can't say he want to fuck you. And it's a lot of women defending that shit, talking about something. I mean, I don't understand. I mean, what's wrong with him saying he want to fuck her? I'm like, that's her boss. Like, you can't just, like, you cannot, your boss cannot come to you like, yo, I want to fuck you. That's unacceptable. I mean, you cannot say that. And then he called her a bitch a couple times, you know what I'm saying? Then, you know, I guess they had got off to, like, some kind of, you know, he seemed like it was kind of tense in the room. So he was like, yo, let me get a hug. And her co-host was like, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, you can have. No, he said, can I have a hug? And her co-host said, yeah. And so she kind of got up. And then when he was giving a hug, he was sitting there gyrating his hips while he was hugging her and stuff. You know what I'm saying? She ain't really like that. You know what I'm saying? So
when did this happen?
This happened in February. She quit the show, like, right after it happened. She quit the show.
Okay.
And so, you know,
but
she,
I need a timeline.
Yeah,
because I don't like all that lingering feelings about when something come out and when you decide that you want to talk about it.
Yeah.
I get it. It happens. But you too old for you to know whether you want to do something or not.
Yeah,
if
and
you
so,
don't like it, you don't like it.
Yeah, and so then, you know, she quit the show and she just been, like, real quiet about it. And then she finally came out, was it yesterday or the day before that? Might have been yesterday, Monday. Yeah, she came out with her allegation, her statement. She laid out a video, had timestamps and everything. And, you know, and then today, Joe come out with a... He released a statement to Rolling Stone. He apologized to her for making her feel this and that. And I was just like, you apologize, bro.
My thing is, if you really thought you was going to have a career in this climate, you done shut your own self down. So what you should have did was kept on going with them fellas, showed them the damn books, and y'all might have not had all this going on.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Because it seems like when it rains, it pours, and it's raining over there right now. And I mean, it's just...
I mean, people have to know how to do better business because people are learning.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, you want to have something, you and your friends, family, whoever, can have a whole lot of things in common, might have some good things that people enjoy, you're entertaining people, whatever it is, you're mm-hmm. making t-shirts, what the hell. But you got to realize, like, everybody got something to bring to the table, they do their part, and they should be paid fairly.
Yes.
And it shouldn't be no bullshit going on where you trying to stiff another person because, like I said, if it's your friend, if it's your family, if you genuinely have love for these people, there's no reason that the money should change you. But we know it does.
Yeah, it does. So especially when you never had it.
And when we're in good terms, that's when you're supposed to fix your money.
Yes.
Because when the shit take off, that's when you fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Because it ain't nobody who could say that if they didn't have those things in order before things took off, that they didn't end up in some problems. Everybody handles it differently, but they done seen some real problems simply because that money gonna make you change. It's gonna make you change. Is nobody out here who could say that that ain't what happens? That some of the best singing groups, a nigga get the microphone too long, they done mm-hmm. started telling you the damn star of the mm-hmm. show. Oh, you better than everybody else. You can start your own single career. You could take off. And then what happened? The group broke up, and somebody might make it as a single artist, but at the same time, y'all used to be friends.
Yep. Now the friendship done.
Yeah. So at what cost?
Yeah, at what cost? So cautionary tale, people, when you go in business with people, especially people that like for instance, with Joe, he had a nice, at the beginning, he had his little one hit with Pump It Up and everything, and then, you know, it was a decline. He was looked at as a joke in the industry, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, and now he rebranded himself into this mogul, this media mogul, the voice of the culture, and all this blase squaze, hanging with Puff Daddy, taking dinners with Jay. See, he's in rooms that he never, like the people that would never let him in. Now he's in the cool crowd, and it went to his head. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I feel bad because, you know, I used to be a listener of the show, but it got like the tension, the awkwardness, it just seemed like the show got kind of whacked, you know what I'm saying? Like right behind us, like after the Spotify deal ended and writing them couple shows, it was just like, you could tell something wasn't right. And so I just stopped listening because it was just like unlistenable. Like it wasn't fun no more. And so, you know, hopefully, I don't know what's going to happen with this whole thing, but you know, I keep checking on it. You know, I know Sleazy the Black Farmer, he's a Joe Venger right now. He's upset because, you know, his man is in disarray and he stayed defending Joe. So Sleazy the Black Farmer is a Joe Venger. Go holler at him if you want your Joe Budden news, man. He'll keep you abreast of what's going on. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I hate it for him with the whole breakup, but then when you talk about the allegations of sexual harassment and stuff like that, Just across the board, people got to do better. But again, I'll have to see the content of this here allegation before I can go too far with it, because you already know how I feel. Some of y'all, you know, some jobs the same way, like you saying, somebody can force you to get the vaccine, somebody can force some of y'all to put on some.
Well, now, but look, he took the episode down. He said he gonna take the episode down. But my thing is this: if my man is there, not my man, but like my boy, my dog is there recording the shit, and you see that shit, like even the shit that they edited out, the shit they left in there
was foolish too.
So why ain't you just, you know what I'm saying? Like, how do you let that shit make it? Just, you know, like everybody saw you hug this girl and grind your hips. Like we laughed about it. And they said even after the scene, it was awkward. So they took a break and came back and asked her, was she okay with it? Like, y'all knew some shit fucked up. And then them two girls that's on the show with her, they did a show today. And they basically was like,
he does that to all of them?
Saying, oh, you know, he was just playing and he was joking. He's a performer and this and that. Like, they was kind of like excusing his behavior, caping for him. I mean, I get it. That's your boss. But it's also a woman. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I thought y'all was all protect black women. Then they turned it around. Like, well, people coming for us in the comments about it. Some woman called me a refrigerator built bitch and all this stuff. And I'm just like, but y'all know what kind of dude he is when you get in business with him. And like, that doesn't excuse anything.
It doesn't. I mean, but my thing is,
that's like saying, like, if I, like, you know that this man is a known abuser for beating on women, and you get with him and he beat on you, then there's somebody say, I mean, girl, you know this. I mean, that's what he do.
He done beat on his last three or four
women. Yeah, like, why you think he was going to be different? That's basically, that's not excusing his behavior.
It's not excusing it, but you kind of do. You kind of jumping in there. I mean, I'm not saying that that's what it is, but I'm just making it clear. You got to have some common sense. Some shit is on you. That's just like saying that you feeling sad about the whatever Sigmund and Freud or whoever. What are people that was reaching in the lion mouth and all that kind of carrying on? What the people name is? That's them?
Yeah, Sigmund.
Okay. So I just want to make sure because I wasn't for sure. But you know them people, them animals bite you. Mm-hmm. They'll rip your whole damn arm off. Mm. So why I'm going to feel sorry for you when you thought that you had untrained them? And they showed you that they were still wild. They showed you that they resorted back to their main instincts. Mm. Not to say that he deserved to do it and get off. Because if he knew he did something that was offensive, that it was inappropriate, it shouldn't have happened. But again, there are some unwritten rules that people have been allowing to take place in these environments. And, you know, in this culture, people have been abusing women. I mean, they've been abusing women.
That doesn't make it right. Beginning.
I'm not saying they make it right. I'm saying it's unwritten rules. So when you're out there, you got
to
make sure
the rules need to be rewritten. Then
they need to be rewritten. But you can't subject yourself to something and want somebody. I mean, you're gonna be a casualty of war. The shit still happened to you, so you can't unlive it.
Okay.
So why put yourself in a situation like that? Because I understand in that moment she didn't feel comfortable. She did the right thing. She quit. So now, yes, hold him accountable. But I'm just saying that when you're in those environments, you have to set a fine guideline, have some rules and standards, draw the line somewhere so that people know what you stand for. Because people like that, if you say he has a reputation or they say he has a reputation, that
allegedly
that you already know what this person is. Mm. So if he a vulture, he got a way of how he's selecting his people. Mm. So you kind of have to put a guard up so that a person don't feel like you're an easy mark. Because that's what you're putting yourself out there for. Because if you coming in there, you playing the games, 9 times out of 10, you had to be doing something that made him feel.
Nah, he was just like, was we don't okay talk much. And yeah, he was just like, he talked with the other girls. But he was like, I don't think we talk much. So, you know, he was just, and then she was doing something. He's like, press the button, bitch. And she was like, whoa, you can't call me a bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was real flagrant. Like, we'll watch it after.
Okay, we'll watch it.
You know what
it.
I'm saying? Like, matter of fact.
But he's crazy anyway.
Yeah, and but so still, that doesn't excuse.
It doesn't. I'm not saying it excuses him. I'm just saying when you're dealing with a monster, you got to deal with him accordingly. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Man. Well, look, let us know what you think about this whole situation, man. It's wild. Everybody's talking about it. Well, yeah, everybody's talking about it. But, that's our little piece. So we're going to go ahead and move on to TV Talk. TV Talk. Queen Jerry, what did we watch? You said we watched Monster this week?
We did. We watched Monster, and of course we just talked about the responses from Rory and
okay.
Maul.
So Monster, what was that about? I can't remember. I might have been high. Explain.
It was a court case.
Oh, the court case movie.
With the man who, it was like a teenager. I guess he was a
teenager. Yeah, he was like a teenager. He was in high school.
Narrating. He was telling the story kind of, you know, as it was going on or whatever. He was doing a little narration of his life. And he lived in this neighborhood and knew some little rough.
ASAP Rocky and John Day Washington was going to rob a store. And they used him as a lookout. And they told him to go in the store to see if the coast was clear and all that. And he came out and did something with his hand. They had a witness that saw him and everything. So anyway, he gets arrested for this murder. He's in jail.
He's a photographer.
He was a photographer, young kid, you know what I'm saying, and from a good family. And he said he didn't do it.
That
and
doesn't
so,
mean anything.
Yeah. So
we're all from good families.
Yeah. So he was in jail for the trial. And it was like the two guys, it was like ASAP Rocky and John David Washington were the two criminals. They had turned on each other, implicated him and another guy. So all four of them were on trial. One guy pled guilty. And the other, well, two guys pled guilty, and ASAP Rocky and the guy, the young man, were fighting for their lives. And it was, I mean, the movie was,
it was alright.
It was alright. I mean, I wouldn't watch it again.
I wouldn't either.
I mean, it, you know, I kind of, I was hoping, I thought they was going to throw the book at him, you know what I'm saying? But then I said, yeah, they're going to give it a storybook ending. He's going to get off. Because I was just like, where's the evidence to get him off? Like, just besides, you know, why would the jury believe him? But he did get on stand and speak for himself, correct?
He did.
You know, something that, you know, they normally don't let criminals do. So, but like I said, the movie.
I mean, it was all right. They let him off. Yeah. I mean, they said he was not guilty. And so, I mean, he really wasn't. I mean, my thing is, and that's why I'm really not for that law. Like, whatever. I mean, I get it, but I don't. Because you can't hang me for something I did not do. Like, if I was a lookout and somebody robbery turned wrong and somebody died, I didn't come there for nobody to get killed.
If you're the lookout, you're still part of it.
I didn't come there for nobody to die.
But you're still... Things go wrong.
Exactly. And but now that ain't my fault. That so ain't my fault. I ain't come
if you were a lookout and nobody did get killed, you accessory for the robbery.
I didn't kill nobody. I ain't did nothing.
Listen.
So I don't like it.
That's no.
I don't like it.
Don't listen to Queen Germ, people.
Listen to Queen Germ.
Don't be an accessory to anybody's crime. Because even if you're not in it and you're with them, you're just as guilty in the eyes of the law.
And that's a flawed
that's
eye.
That's not because.
That's a flawed eye. Because
that's
I
BS.
Feel like, give me credit for what the fuck I did. I ain't do
you
shit.
You was a lookout. You was part of the crew. You helped the job go down. So you getting some of this time. You ain't going to get as much time as the people that did the actual robbing. But you going to get some of this motherfucking time, nigga. Like, damn that shit.
He ain't get none of it.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? That's why that shit is unfucking believable. Because he had a part. He went in the store. He actively participated in the fucking robbery.
He didn't. He felt threatened. He knew them people that man, done something to harm
they sent him in the store, and he did what he did. So, like I said, it's a good movie to watch with your old lady. Y'all curl up the couch, watch it.
That ain't the curl up on the couch.
I mean, it's something, you know, you watch, man. But, I mean, you know, highly unbelievable. We got a lot of rappers in it. You know, a lot of people was in it. We saw ASAP Rocky. Who else was in there? There's a couple rappers was in there, I think.
Yeah. I just remember Denzel Washington's son.
Yeah. So, you know, go check it out if you want to. I mean, or not. It's your choice.
Always.
Yeah. TV talks out the way. It's time for Queen Jern's favorite time of the week. And that's Bad Black Cinema. Bad Black Cinema, the BBC, as we like to call it around here. It's with me and Queen Jern. Take situations suggested by you, the listener, or I just make them up. And we act them out. And before we do this, let me let y'all know that we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. We don't have SAG cards. We wasn't even in a drama club. But every week we come here and do a little improv for you people. And this week the subject is, man tells wife she need to get a job. You ready, Queen Jern?
I'm ready.
Action. Hey, baby, how you doing?
I'm all right. What's going on with you?
Tired looking at my, I've just been going through all these damn bills, and I mean, it's just like, I need some help around here. Like, I mean, I know, you know, when you start having these kids, I told you, you know, I wanted you to raise my babies, but now the baby's old enough to go to school, and I think it's time for you to get a job. Because,
what am I gonna get a job and do?
You find something to do, I mean, everybody hiring right now. Everybody hiring. I seen the damn up the street. Circle K, they giving $500 signing bonus
to sign on.
You know what I'm saying? That's at Circle.
I need to go to Circle K.
You need to do something. Circle K. You need to do something because
I am doing something. I'm always doing something.
No.
I'm in here washing clothes.
Okay,
clothes,
but that's fine. That's fine.
Up behind these children.
All that ain't helping out with these bills is piling up over here.
But you, want
I'm
to
working
have,
my ass to the
okay,
bone.
You not?
Yes, I am. You I not. Work two fucking jobs. I ain't got time to do nothing. I'm bare. When I'm home, I'm asleep.
Okay.
I don't get to do nothing because I'm working all day. So I think you need to lessen this load on me. I mean, when we got married, so you was working before you started having kids.
Okay, but you said our agreement was
okay
that I was going to focus on the house.
Okay.
And you were going to focus on
the house is focused on the house. I've been working hard. The house is focused on. The kids are grown now. Like it ain't no look. They grown enough that ain't no little babies. Like I don't know. You sitting at home all day with nobody.
What are you talking about?
Our youngest kid get out of school about, what, 2, 3 o'clock?
Okay.
Okay, so you sitting at home from 7 to 3 just...
And how many meals have you eaten?
What you mean? I got the one out to the lunch. What you mean?
Okay, so took to lunch.
Yeah.
Took to lunch. So that means I, yours truly, cooked this meal that you took to lunch.
Okay, you can still cook a meal when you get off work in the afternoon.
And I can.
I'm going to need you to get a job.
And I'm not.
You're going to have to do something.
How?
I mean, what? What you How? Mean? Well, okay, sir. Since you don't want to work, go in your purse, give me all them credit cards in there. Run all them cards. Since you don't
want
to work, give me
it's
all.
Not about a
no,
want.
No, 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 no,
it's
no. You
want.
Said you're not. So
I'm
give
not
me your purse.
Because,
matter of
okay.
fact, that purse, give me that purse. I bought
so
that
are
purse.
You, are you going to itemize what I am bringing to the table?
Listen.
Because I done had your babies. You
okay.
got all
I'm
going to
tell you
kids.
Like this.
Then you having sex with me.
Hey, listen. You can do. Put a tag on all that you want to put
so that
on
mean
it.
That you,
all I'm saying is this.
You got to do your part.
You need to get a job and help out with some of these damn bills. The shit is getting old. You walk around here act like you
no,
the queen
see,
of motherfucking Sheba.
See,
spending
you
money sitting on your ass. Talking about some, you can clean
family.
Up this house an hour before I get here.
You
so that
not,
means you sitting
you
around here doing nothing.
To anything
shit.
That I do.
I am
now
appreciative.
You tell me.
You not appreciative of what I'm doing. Because if you was appreciative,
I
you'll go out and get a damn job
okay.
and help me out.
Okay.
You see I'm over here stressed
I'm
the fuck
the
out with these pa- and
I'm
paying these
the
damn bills. You
one
what?
Making sure that you are able to do the things that you are able to do.
Again.
Because if I wasn't here supporting you. All right.
That's a bit.
If I wasn't here.
No, no, no. Don't say nothing.
You
ain't got.
Even have to worry
you
about
ain't gotta get
nothing.
No job. I'm quitting my other job. I'm
okay.
only gonna work one job around
okay.
here.
That's
we gonna see how things get. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause that's what it is. I've been goddamn enabling your ass for two
okay.
motherfucking
now,
long.
Now you
so what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna work one job. And when shit start to get cut off around this motherfucker, and shit start to get the cars get declining and repo and shit, we gonna see who's gonna get a job then. Cause I'm sick of this shit. I came to you. I've
well,
been
you
mentioning this
for
shit.
One, you don't know how to talk to nobody.
Well, I
cause
you
come
you
in
don't,
here acting like
you
a you
don't
dictator.
Get a sign.
And
my
we
damn
ain't
blood
going...
pressure high.
Okay,
all this
that's
shit
your problem.
Behind these motherfucking bills, and
that's
you don't
you.
Want to fucking help out.
That's you.
Cut. Bad Black Cinema, y'all. If you like to hear a situation, man, send it to us, man. We act it out, man.
Just don't do it.
Yes, do
don't
it.
Send it to us.
Just do it. And our other segment, my favorite segment. Reading rap lyrics. I know what y'all saying, like, reading rap lyrics? Yeah, we're going to read some rap lyrics, but what we're going to do is we're going to read them in our professional voice, our office voice, our work voice, you know, our code-switching voice, whatever voice you choose to use, proper, whatever you want to call it. But you're going to read these motherfucking rap lyrics, and it's my turn this week?
It's your turn.
All right, and this lyric goes a little something like this. Yo, honey dips, summertime, fine, jerry dripping. See you on Pickens with a bunch of chickens. How you clicking? I kept shooting strong notes as we got close. She rocked rope, honey throat smelling like impulse. Your whole shell, baby's wicked like Nimrod. Call me like a freshwater scrod, or may I not be God? Attitude is very rude, boo. Crabby like seafood. It turns me on like Vasi and LaRule. They call me Starkey Love, hun. Check the strategy. By any means, Shirley Temple cross was done by Billie Jean. Black Mrs. America, your name is Erica. Right, true. Lazy eyeball, small piece, sick shoe. Caramel complexion, breath smelling like cinnamon. Excuse me, hun, the Don mean no harm. Turn around again. God damn. Backyard's banging like a Benzy. If I was Jiggy, you'd be spotted like Spud McKenzie. I'm high powered. Put Adina Howard to sleep. Your pardon? That bitch been on my mind all week. But back to you, Maybelline Queen. Let's make a team. You can have anything in this world except cream. So what you want to do? What you want to do? Let's go ahead and walk these dogs and represent Wu. That was the lyricist goes by the name of Dennis Coles, a.k.a. Ghostface Killer, in the hit song Ice Cream. By Raekwon and Ghostface and Capadonna, featuring Method Man on the hook. So if you like that, suggest a song to us next week and we'll read that one too.
All right.
Before we get into this next segment, I gotta let y'all know, got some bad news. The HBCU confessional Twitter got shut the fuck down.
Finally!
But, I found one that was just like it to keep it going. And so this is the last one from the HBCU Twitter, but we're still gonna keep it going because we got HBCU. We still got another one. We're just gonna keep it going because we gotta keep putting these black people on front street for embarrassing these great universities. So it's HBCU confessional time, and this is where we read the confessions from the HBCU formerly Twitter, but they'll be coming from somewhere else next week. But just know we're still keeping them. And this one goes a little something like this. My boyfriend asked me to do a class for him online this semester, and I failed it. Now he keep bothering me to ask his professor if I can do anything to fix his grade. I feel like he should be doing that, though, because it's his class. Am I wrong? Howard. Queen Germ, react.
Of course. It's his issue because it is his class.
You failed my motherfucking class. It's your issue.
I don't give a fuck. If you cared about your class, you wouldn't have me doing it. Because clearly if she failed, not that she got a C. But you failed the class. That means either you wasn't doing shit. It was online.
So she wasn't doing shit. She failed the class.
Neither one of y'all was doing shit.
Okay, so
who
needs
to
contact the teacher?
You, because you own their roster. I don't talk to people who ain't on my
roster. I don't know
roster.
What the fuck you did all year. He could be telling you something like, I'm contacting him for what? For him to tell me about some work that you didn't turn in or you didn't do or the
you
test you
either.
Got too many wrong on this. I don't know what the fuck he talk about. I don't even know this man. That's your motherfucking teacher.
Nah,
you call
bro.
Your goddamn
nah,
teacher
bro.
And ask him to fix this motherfucking
All
grade.
I tell you is you done
Shit.
Paid for a class you ain't got no
yeah.
paid for, and therefore that's your problem, not mine.
Shit, fuck that, man. See, that's the problem right now.
No, nigga,
that's your
lie.
Grade.
Like I said, ain't no honor amongst thieves. You
exactly.
You trying to get over on the system, and now you done got the wrong person in cahoots with you because she ain't pulled her side of the deal.
Hey,
so
man.
Now you fucked up.
The most disrespected person in America is the black man.
It's not. And it's not.
And that right there just showed, like, man, God, dog, man, you supposed to hold your nigga down.
Yeah,
pass that motherfucking
down,
test.
He held down because his ass.
Why did you even agree to it if you couldn't fucking do it? That's my whole thing. If you felt like if I come to you and say, "Hey, I need you to take this class," and you know that's not one of your strongest subjects, you'd be like, "You know what? I don't think I'm gonna be able to do that."
That's what happens when you really love somebody.
You don't love me if you get an F. You don't fucking love me.
If she really tried and earned an F, I promise you, she did it because she's like, "My baby asked me to do this and this. I'm gonna try to come through for him." And then you bit off more than you could chew. You end up in a class that you ain't know enough about, and then you tried to learn, but you still ain't keep up with it fast. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck me all up. Now you get in touch with that goddamn teacher, get my grade fixed. You better write some. You gonna write an essay. You gonna do turn in some of that late work that you ain't motherfucking turn in.
Nah.
Play me, goddamn.
They ain't doing a damn thing.
Damn.
So you got to worry about it.
Well, Queen Jern, if y'all like those tweets, you can't go to their Twitter no more, but if you search HBCU Confession, I forgot what the new one is called, but I followed them. So we'll be back next week with some new ones. You know what I'm saying? So now it's Keep It 100 time. Queen Jern, do you have a Keep It 100?
Oh, yes, I do. And I'm going to just keep it like this right here. If your nigga always want to hit it from the back, that nigga don't love you.
100.
So
that's
just,
not true.
Just go ahead and know that. The nigga can't even look you in the face. He can't even say little sweet things while he fucking you. If the nigga want to always hit you from the back, hey, the nigga don't love you. Some shit just need to be said.
Damn. Hey, Queen Germ out there with a message for you ladies, which ain't true, but I don't know what she mean by that. I hope she ain't calling shots because I don't know what she's talking about.
Well, if you don't know, sir.
I don't. You ain't talking about me.
Don't be hurt. Don't
you ain't
be
talking
missed.
About me.
Be missed with the.
Hit dog ain't hollering over here.
Sound like it.
My Keep It 100 is this. A wise man once told me, nigga shit will keep you broke.
100.
And that's some real shit. Nigga shit will keep you broke. Worrying about cars, clothes, jewelry, all that shit. It keep you fucking broke. It ain't about that in the grand scheme of things.
It ain't.
It's about having tangible items, things that appreciate with value. What Melvin said in motherfucking Baby Boy, guns and butter.
Okay.
That's what it's about. And your boy Kwame Brown is showing the world that right now. Kwame Brown, he woke up, He took 20 years of niggas talking shit about him, and the motherfucker finally said, you know what? It's enough of this motherfucking shit. Y'all niggas talking all this shit. Y'all niggas using y'all platform to break down black men. Y'all are being used by the white man to destroy black men, to come on their show every day to talk just trash black men. And he said he getting tired of this shit. He said he just said, I bet y'all can't do y'all show. If y'all went there and tell y'all people, we ain't talking bad about black people no more, no black man. He said, see how long you have a fucking job. And so, shout out to Kwame, man. Teaching these niggas out here, niggas should have keep you broke, man. Just for real, man.
Yeah, he from around my neck of the woods.
Yeah, South Georgia. Good old boy.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to him, man. Winners and losers time, Queen Jern. Winners and losers. Got a winner?
Oh, yeah, I got a winner. Florida man does it again. Got one, Martin Sullivan.
Winner.
He actually gave one of the best Mother's Day gifts, you know. Always got to be some good money. But he ended up scratching off one of these new scratch-offs, which is called a cash club. And he won this money on Mother's Day and gave it to his wife. $1 million scratch-off.
Stupid nigga.
And he's my winner. That's what I'm talking Simp. About. Bring that money
OJ
home,
Simpson.
Mr. Sullivan.
Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
Dickie Simpkins.
So what would you have done?
What? If
what
I would have. What you mean? I was a little baby once. I would give you some money. I want to give you the whole damn ticket. I know how green you is. I ain't finna do that. You leave me.
Ooh,
I'm
ooh.
Like, what? I'd be a fool
nigga,
to give you $1 million.
You
leave me. Yeah, you would. You
no,
said. You'll be gone. Nigga, I don't want to hear that shit. But anyway, my winner. Man, I got two winners this week. My first winner is Kwame fucking Brown.
Winner.
For just choosing violence and just goddamn, hey, not lying, telling facts. You know what I'm saying? Niggas can't dispute the truth. You know what I'm saying? So he's my winner. And my other winner is people that's out here lying on their fucking taxes this year.
Winner.
Because, hey, the chances of you getting out of this year are very fucking small. So run the motherfucking numbers up. Lie on the motherfucking taxes. They just said, hey, there's no way we're going to check everybody's taxes this year. So lie on them motherfuckers, okay? Because the chances of you getting out of it are slim. That's what they're saying. Because they just don't have the resources, the help. They're open.
So really?
They're
so
overworked.
You are convincing people that they need to commit more fraud than
y'all. Hey, I didn't say nothing. I ain't say nothing.
Okay.
I ain't say nothing. I just said run them numbers up when you're doing your taxes this year. They ain't checking shit. Got any losers, Queen Jern?
Yeah, I'm going to say this week my loser got to be Thomas Exley.
Loser.
This man is a clown. He is a Georgia man. And this dude called 911 on himself after killing his wife. Now, you already shot the broad.
Sound like a man of integrity to me.
It sounds like a snitch.
You ain't got to look. How you snitch on yourself?
I'm just saying.
You ain't got to look for the murderer? I'm telling you I did it, but go ahead.
But I'm just saying, because you already got me messed up by that bullshit today. But nonetheless, like I said, he crazy, because if you going to kill her, you shouldn't have, but you did it. So what you calling the police for?
Because he felt bad. He said, I killed her. Yeah, I did it. That's a man of integrity. High moral standards right there. It's not a loser.
A big time.
You didn't ask why he killed her. You don't know what she did.
And she didn't do anything.
To provoke her. How you know that?
She didn't do anything.
We wasn't there.
She didn't
This man, he must have, listen. He killed her and called the police. That's a man of integrity.
He called the police because he don't have no good sense.
He do got good sense. He said, hey, I did it. I want y'all to know who did it. I'm guilty. Guilty.
Okay. And he's my loser.
Well, my loser is this lady in Florida posed as a student.
Loser.
Went into the school and like was handing out like little cards to promote her Instagram to build her followers up. She's like a grown ass fucking woman. And she was in a fucking high school to get her Instagram followers up and got arrested for that bullshit. So you my fucking loser for.
She didn't hurt nobody. What's she getting arrested for?
You on the school ground. You posed as a student.
Okay.
It's a person that you grown ass lady like 30 some years old. Who cares about you trying to get your Instagram followers up? Get out of here.
She might have had some products for the kids.
No, she didn't have anything. She had fucking losers. She was handing out L's. Her car. I'm glad she got fucking caught just to build your follower count up on Instagram. You know, there's ways to do that. You can pay like a fucking bot $5 or $10 and you'll have fucking 40,000 followers in 10 minutes. Do that. God damn it. Don't be around here impersonating no kid.
You could have gave her kid some money to pass it out.
Yeah, right. Get off my motherfucking campus. I'm locking you. I should have tased the fuck out her ass. She would have been.
Real?
Hell yeah.
You too strong with that type of feeling.
What you mean?
Because I just feel like that's no harmful thing. I can see if she was out there trying to sell drugs or solicit kids.
Who knows what she was trying to
you
do?
Don't
you don't know. Exactly. We don't know. But we know she wasn't supposed to be on this motherfucking campus.
That's what it is.
Mm-mm-mm. Let me just see. I just don't believe.
That lady wasn't doing nothing. She trying to get her if she trying to get her followers up, she just got some problems.
So, okay, so this is Miami.
Much about followers.
This is what the story said. Florida woman hungry for more followers on her Instagram page posed as a student and trespassed on a high school campus while classes were in session in order to promote her social media presence. She's 28 years old. Went to American Senior High School in Hialeah around 8:30 on Monday while students were on campus. She was wearing a backpack, had a skateboard in her hand, and was also carrying a painting so that she was able to blend in with students as she entered the campus. When confronted by security the first time, she claimed she was looking for the registration office, then walked off in that direction initially, but then continued through the hallways. Investigators said they found her talking to a group of students who were attempting to enter a classroom and realized she was handing them flyers with her Instagram handle on them and telling them to follow her on social media.
And that's all she wanted.
Security again confronted her, but she rushed off campus as a potential threat was called in to administrators' records show. Police say she ignored their commands to stop. See, that's when she would have got tased right there. You ain't stop. Time to bring out the motherfucking taser. Mr. Get Right. Record show authorities used surveillance footage of her filming herself on campus and the Instagram handle from the flyer she handed out in order to identify her and locate her at her home in North Miami Beach. Yeah, she was arrested on charges of burglary, interfering at an educational institution, and resisting an officer without violence. So you're my loser for that fucking stupid ass shit you just did. You dumb. You so dumb.
The lady said she had to get some followers.
Fuck all that. Followers ain't that important. Like,
I mean, obviously, I don't even know nothing about the people, so I'm just saying.
I mean, that's ridiculous. Followers are not currency. Trust me. Trust me. I got an account with 90-some thousand followers, and that don't mean shit. I got more followers than some celebrities, and that don't mean shit. So just so y'all know, followers are not currency. It's stupid.
Well, obviously, she learned a valuable lesson.
Yeah.
I hope.
Stop cloud chasing. Damn, Queen Jern, like, we ran through that fucking outline pretty fast. It's only left one thing to add. Well, it's a couple things left, but you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Front Porch, the Lunch Crew, and my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
Shout outs go a little something like this, man. Shout out to Be Easy, Sorry, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James, bitch, RT3, my nigga J Will, Light Skin Kanye, Dark Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, my nigga Static, my nigga MJ Money 9S, my nigga Stax, my nigga 12 Kyle, and everybody at 12 Kyle Podcast. Shout out to Eclectic and everybody Eclectic Discussion Podcast. Shout out to my nigga Dr. Abrasive and everybody at Dr. Abrasive Network. You got Dr. Cam, you got the disrespectful motherfucking MJ. Long live K-Law, the truck driver. Shout out to Corey Dos Equis and the Power Lunch Hour. Shout out to Glenn and her podcast. Shout out to Big Smash, everybody over at Bet the House Podcast. Shout out to Dale P. Happy belated birthday, my brother. Shout out to the Ladies Lair Podcast, Coffee with Kendra, everybody in the Black Podcast conglomerate. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to everybody over that site to fuck with a kid. Doc Cloud, all the gang. Shout out to Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, Sleazy the Black Farmer, Amazing AP. Just trying to make sure I get everybody, cause I be missing people. But y'all know the vibes. Peppy J for B More, Stephen B More. Shout out to my nigga Deezus, man. Happy birthday. You know what I'm saying? And also, man, happy Haitian Flag Day to all my Zoes out there. Shout out to y'all, man. Hey, listen, people, y'all need to do y'all research on Haiti, man. That's what they did in 1804. With some amazing shit. So do your research. That's all I'm going to tell you. I gave y'all the context clues. Y'all go read up about it, man. And anybody else that fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all, man, shout out to y'all, man. Queen Jern, another show in the books. Rachel's show.
I'm going to have to say 8.2.
Okay.
8.2.
I'm going to give mine a, I'm going to give mine a 7.7. Oh, man. Before I go, I'll be remiss if I didn't send condolences out to everybody in Greensboro that ate a beef burger. Beef Burger was one of the greatest places I mean, I love that place. It was like my first stop home. When I would go home to Greensboro, my first stop was at Beef Burger. But they closed their doors permanently today. The owner, Ralph, he's owned this place for 6 decades. He fell on bad health, and, you know, he's not doing too well. So send a prayer for him. But, you know, the family decided not to keep the business going, and I cried a tear today almost, a burger tear. I cried a burger tear out my eye because y'all just don't understand. That motherfucking place there, man. Oh, man.
Good times.
Great times. So RIP Beef Burger, man. The last one standing, man. There used to be a whole bunch of them from Florida up to damn Canada, but he had the last remaining one. And you will be missed. You will be. If I would have known in 2018 that was the last time that I was going to eat, I wouldn't have took it for granted. I wouldn't have just looked at it like, I'll get some more next time I come home. So, yeah, another reason why it sucks to go home now. Another reason. Ain't no Beef Burger. Like, the fuck? So, yeah.
It's going to be all right.
It's going to be all right. Well, Queen Germ, like they always say, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe on the Frocast.
We didn't come in for that shit, didn't we?
Don't forget to call the voicemail at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about our Patreon. We can join for as little as a dollar. And don't forget to buy a shirt, bitch.
That's King Germ. And this your girl, Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast, man. We out of here, man.
I can't.
We gone, man.
I can't stand to see a nigga cry.
Oh, man. Peace, man.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
nappyafro.com